Crohn's disease, a type of inflammatory bowel disease that may affect any part of the gastrointestinal tract, causing a wide variety of symptoms, affects between 400 and 600 people in North America alone. And while it's long been known that there is some genetic association with this disease, joining me this morning with some news about a discovery of genetic basis for Crohn's disease is Dr. William Kerr, professor of microbiology and immunology and the professor of pediatrics at Upstate Medical University, and he's also the Murphy Family Professor of Children's Oncology Research. Welcome, Dr. Kerr. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Lynn. It's great to be here.
So, you know, you've been involved with this very exciting new research involved with Crohn's disease. Tell us about it.
Well, it was actually a fortuitous discovery. We have mutated a gene in mice called SHIP. And I guess about 4 or 5 years ago, some students in my lab noticed there were some problems in the gastrointestinal tract between the stomach and the colon.
As a result of this mutation?
Yes.
And so just let me get this straight.
Sure.
No. So in other words, in your research, in the process of your research, you incurred or induced a mutation in a gene.
Right.
And this was in mice?
Right.
And then they noticed that it was affecting the GI tract?
Right. So the mouse has become a major genetic model for human disease over the last several decades because of technologies developed to go in and specifically mutate an individual gene. And there's about 25 to 30,000 genes. So in the genome, both the human and the mouse genome. So when we noticed in our mice, our SHIP mutant mice, that there was a problem in the gastrointestinal tract, and specifically in the small intestine, it looked inflamed. It had strictures and fissures. The small intestine was actually highly disrupted. And so that led us to realize that our mice had a disease much like the patients you mentioned at the beginning. With Crohn's disease. In fact, for all intents and purposes, right now, many people feel, including myself, that this is one of the best genetic models in the mouse for human Crohn's disease. The mice developed the disease spontaneously, just like humans. They have all the major malformations and tissue disruptions in the gastrointestinal tract like human Crohn's patients do. And moreover, it's confined to the end of the small intestine like classical Crohn's disease. I mean, Crohn's disease can be found in the bowel and large intestine, but typically tends to occur in the small intestine where the lymphoid tissue is.
So it's interesting. So this really was a strong analogous situation, but
right.
one that you created in the
right.
lab, in a sense. So
yeah.
this is SHIP, the SHIP
yeah,
gene.
I could tell you what it is, but
no,
don't
even
if
bother.
Your listeners want to know the actual enzymatic name.
Right.
But so that led to the idea, when you find a mutation in mice, is that informing us about what might be going on in the human situation, the human Crohn's disease population? So like you mentioned, there's a lot of focus these days on genetic research in Crohn's disease. We want to know what are the genes that may be mutated or altered in that patient population that may be causing disease.
Because, in other words, what causes, basically the cause.
Yeah, and because then that gives us, if we understand why the disease happens, then we can more intelligently and rationally design therapies for it. So we're now studying, using this mouse model, what goes wrong, and we think we understand the immune system becomes disrupted by the SHIP mutation, and that leads, the immune system causes an attack on the small intestine that leads to the tissue destruction.
This is amazing because in the recent last few weeks or months, I've been doing a number of interviews looking at the immune system, or when it's going awry, such mm-hmm. as in an autoimmune disease like MS,
right.
or in this case potentially in Crohn's, or harnessing the
for cancer
immune
vaccines.
System for
right.
cancer vaccines. Yeah. So it's fascinating.
The immune system is a double-edged sword. It most of the time, 99.9% of the time, it works for us.
And protects us,
keeps us from getting influenza, whatever, but occasionally, rarely, it goes out of whack. And Crohn's disease, MS, autoimmune diseases are situations where it does. So where we are right now is we're studying, using the mouse model to understand at both a biochemical and molecular and cellular level, what cells does the SHIP gene play a critical role in? And that seems to be a white blood cell called the T cell. That's not doing its job properly. And but on the mouse, so we're also beginning to extrapolate our work from the mouse to the human. So like I said, knowing that the mouse is a relevant genetic model, we started to ask, well, there's a human SHIP gene. It looks a lot like the mouse SHIP gene. Could it be mutated in some Crohn's patients? Could that be the basis for their disease? So recently, with collaborators in Rotterdam, Gwenny Fuller, a former postdoctoral fellow trained in my lab, she went back to Holland in Rotterdam at the Erasmus Medical Center. And over the last 2 or 3 years, we've looked at about 3 dozen Crohn's patients. And we find that about 10% of Crohn's patients, we can't find any detectable expression of the SHIP protein, the product of the SHIP gene, in their blood cells. So they might, in fact, have some genetic lesion that leads to the SHIP gene either being repressed, turned off, or it can't be turned on in the first place.
So it's almost like the SHIP gene, both in the mice and in humans, is the key potentially to what's causing
it. But only in a subset of Crohn's patients.
Okay,
this is
not all
going to explain disease for 100% of Crohn's patients. And that's really where the genetic research lies in Crohn's disease and many genetic diseases. Rarely is there going to be one single mutation in one single gene that explains all forms of that disease. Crohn's disease is a relatively broad umbrella, and there's different forms of it. And so certain subtypes of Crohn's disease may be explained by SHIP deficiency.
That's fascinating. So just briefly, you got this very large grant.
Right.
From who?
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation named me a senior scholar, and it's going to result in 3 years of funding. And so I've set up a larger consortium along with Jay Ryan, a gastroenterologist and immunologist at University of California, San Francisco. And he and I are planning over the next 3 years, with funding from the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, to look at close to 300 patients. So far what Gwenny and I have done is look at 3 dozen patients. But as you know, if you want to look at a complex problem, sometimes you have to look at a much larger
sample,
pool,
right.
A larger data sample, so you can really have great faith in your results statistically.
So the bottom line is you're going to try to figure out if this SHIP gene
right.
mutation is at... Now, I don't want to run out of time,
sure.
But in the little bit of time we have left, what do you see as the translation of this finding into
right.
any kind of treatment options?
Well, there's a number of things. There are compounds, chemical compounds, that called agonists. They're molecules that can turn up the activity of an enzyme. So if these patients, turns out this subset of patients, do have very low SHIP activity, perhaps we can boost that activity a little bit in these patients to help them avoid disease. So that's something we're looking at studying. We also have some ideas about ulcerative colitis that may come from this. Sometimes you make an observation, it teaches you about some other form.
Absolutely.
So we have other ideas about where there's a T-cell attack in ulcerative colitis in the colon. Perhaps we could actually turn off the SHIP gene to prevent the survival of T cells in the gut that are attacking the tissue.
Wow. So basically, you're going to take this model of the T cell and potentially find its role in humans.
Right.
And then potentially develop medications, drugs
right.
that could either ramp it up,
right.
ramp up its function, or cut
yeah.
back on its function. Is that what you're thinking?
In different contexts. In one context where we have an autoimmune attack, we've shown that the SHIP gene is necessary for the survival of T cells in the gut mucosa. So when those T cells are surviving inappropriately and causing disease, maybe we could turn off the SHIP gene. Where in the other patients where they don't have enough SHIP at all, we could actually turn it up a little bit in the Crohn's disease patients. So,
wow.
So that's what basic science gives us. And I know I don't want to get too political, but you know we're looking at potentially a sequestration, including NIH funds. This is why basic science makes a difference in people's lives.
I want to thank you so much for coming in, because this is such important research. Very exciting that it's taking place here at Upstate. Plus, it's a huge collaboration, international collaboration, and it's very exciting for people, both with Crohn's disease, but other autoimmune-type diseases. So my guest has been Dr. William Kerr, professor of microbiology and immunology and professor of pediatrics, and the Murphy Family Professor of Children's Oncology Research at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back right after this short break.